Charles Darwin Legitimized Racism. By Richard William Nelson. Starting with his infamous book, The Origin of Species, 1859, Charles Darwin legitimized racism based on the theory of evolution. The complete title contains the essential phrase preservation of favored races. On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. How his concept of races applies to humans was clarified in The Descent of Man, 1871. Darwin explains. The sole objective of this work is to consider the value of the differences between the so-called races of men. The latest attempt to remove racism from evolution was published this month in the Journal of Science by the geneticist and leading author Michael Udell of Drexel University, Philadelphia, in the paper entitled Taking Race Out of Human Genetics. Long Rough Road. Early in the 20th century, sociologist and civil rights leader W.E.B. Du Bois, 1868-1963, initiated the movement to separate Darwin's racism from evolution. For Du Bois, human race classifications were social, not scientific. The progressive movement increasingly influenced publishers to incorporate evolution into their biology textbooks. At the same time, lobbyists in state and federal legislatures worked to expand nationwide mandatory public education programs. In 1914, American writer George William Hunter incorporated evolution into his new biology textbook entitled A Civic Biology. As Wikipedia explains, the views espoused in the book about evolution, race, and eugenics were common to American progressives. Civic biology, like many other texts of the time, paraded vestiges as a scientific fact. The New Standard Encyclopedia, 1931, Funk and Vanyals Company, described evolution as facts from zoology, botany, and geology. According to Funk and Vanyals, concerning the place of man in the evolutionary plan, the vestigial structures show a connection with mammals who walked on 4 feet. Evolution, race, and eugenics were scientific facts, it was taught. Eugenics, meaning the production of good offspring, was adopted by the progressives to engineer a new utopian society, a plan eventually implemented by Nazi Germany. Hunter explains in the section entitled The Races of Man. At the present time there exist upon the earth 5 races or varieties of man, the highest type of all, the Caucasians, represented by the civilized white inhabitants of Europe and America. Under this pretext of science, then, Adolf Hitler, 1889-1945, operationalized Darwin's theory by arguing. Civilized races of man will almost certainly exterminate and replace throughout the world the savage races. Following their humiliating World War I defeat, Germany operationalized Darwin's racist inheritance theory. The law for the prevention of hereditarily diseased offspring gained legal Gremmin approval, followed by the Nuremberg Laws in 1935, under the pretext science to justify the Holocaust. During the Nazi reign, between 10 and 17 million people lost their lives. Removing the stain has been a long rough road. As Dan McMillan explains in the Salon article Hitler, Darwin, and the Holocaust, how the Nazis distorted the theory of evolution. First, Darwinist racism explicitly motivated Hitler and many other leading perpetrators of the Holocaust. Second, Darwin inspired the researchers, most notably in biology and anthropology, who gave racism its aura of scientific certainty. Theodosius Dobbs Hansky, known for his infamous essay Nothing in Biology Makes Sense Except in the Light of Evolution, 1973, became increasingly disillusioned with Darwin's theory, noting that racism had floundered in confusion and misunderstanding. As Udell explains, his Dobzhansky transformation from defender to detractor critic of the race concept in biology still resonates. By the 21st century, evidence from the Human Genome Project began uncovering the depths of Darwin's racism dilemma. Human races are a social, not a scientific construct. As Udell explains, We believe the use of biological concepts of race in human genetic research, so disputed and so mired in confusion, is problematic at best and harmful at worst. It is time for biologists to find a better way. Megan Gannon, a science writer for the Richard Dawkins Foundation, surprisingly, but finally agrees. Racial categories are weak proxies for genetic diversity and need to be phased out. Racial profiling complicates healthcare. Race, when used as a biological factor in healthcare, is problematic since race has no scientific or biological basis. Ethnic groups are genetically heterogeneous, Udell, pictured, explains, and lack clear-cut genetic boundaries. Racial profiling in healthcare results in diagnostic errors. Sickle cell disease is not just a black disease, and thalassemia is not just a Mediterranean disease. Udell notes further. Cystic fibrosis is underdiagnosed in populations for African ancestry, because it is erroneously thought of as a white disease. Without biological or genetic scientific evidence for human races, it is a social, not a scientific construct. As Udell notes, racial classifications continue to fuel racist beliefs, so much so that, in September 2014, a group of leading human population geneticists publicly refuted claims about the genetic basis of social differences between races. In an interview by Huffington Post, science editor, Jacqueline Howard, in the article What Scientists Mean When They Say Race Is Not Genetic, Udell provides a scientific perspective. Your race can impact your health, but your genetics is not a good window into how race affects your health. Racial social constructs. Nicholas Wades, former science writer for the New York Times, is credited for fanning the flames in his latest book entitled A Troubled Inheritance, Genes, Race, and Human History. Wade argues that racial differences in economic success between races originate from genetic differences amplified by culture. Wade's critics published an open letter in the New York Times Book Review signed by 144 faculty members in population genetics and evolutionary biology. The letter stated, Wade juxtaposes an incomplete and inaccurate account of our research on human genetics differences with speculation that recent natural selection has led to worldwide differences in IQ test results, political institutions, and economic development. We are in full agreement that there is no support from the field of population genetics for Wade's conjectures. Countering Darwin's racist assertions in his Descent of Man, Udell concludes, historical racial categories that are treated as natural and infused with notions of superiority and inferiority have no place in biology. In an interview with Gannon, Udell explained, the concept racism we think is too crude to provide useful information. It's a concept that has a social meaning that interferes in the scientific understanding of human genetic diversity, and it's a concept that we are not the first to call upon moving away from. Royal Society. The genomic revolution has slowly dismantled race as a biological concept, along with Darwin's theory of evolution, including the disastrous Descent of Man. In recognition of the scientific problems with evolution, the Royal Society will host a conference entitled New Trends in Evolutionary Biology, Biological, Philosophical, and Social Science Perspective in November this year. The overview description of the conference states, developments in evolutionary biology and adjacent fields have produced calls for revision of the standard theory of evolution, although the issues involved remain hotly contested. Genesis. Evolution, even as a social construct in public education, perpetuates institutionalized racism. While the theory of evolution provided a scientific gateway for the widespread acceptance of racism, scientific advances of the genomic revolution are dismantling racism and evolution, one molecule at a time. Since the genetic differences between people groups have no scientific basis, questionnaires requiring individuals to classify their race and ethnicity should be unacceptable in the 21st century. The Genesis record, by contrast, continues to be compatible with the evidence in biological and the physical sciences. By the account written by Moses, all humans are of one race, in the lineage of Adam and Eve. Moses married a Cushite, an Ethiopian. Kush means black. Gregor Mendel, a German-speaking Moravian Silesia scientist, conducted pea plant experiments that uncovered many of the rules of heredity. These rules are now known as the laws of Mendelian inheritance. The seed of supernatural life, of sanctifying grace, cleanses from sin, so preparing the soul of man, and man must seek to preserve this life by his good works. Evolution is a dangerous philosophy, not a scientific theory. 2020 update. Wikipedia includes a page entitled Racism. The section entitled Scientific Racism reinforces the argument presented. See bold and underlined text. The modern biological definition of race developed in the 19th century with scientific racist theories. The term scientific racism refers to the use of science to justify and support racist beliefs, which goes back to the early 18th century, though it gained most of its influence in the mid-19th century, during the new imperialism period. Also known as academic racism, such theories first needed to overcome the Church's resistance to positivist accounts of history and its support of monogenism, the concept that all human beings were originated from the same ancestors, in accordance with creationist accounts of history. These racist theories put forth on scientific hypothesis were combined with unilineal theories of social progress, which postulated the superiority of the European civilization over the rest of the world. Furthermore, they frequently made use of the idea of survival of the fittest, a term coined by Herbert Spencer in 1864, associated with ideas of competition, which were named social Darwinism in the 1940s. Charles Darwin himself opposed the idea of rigid racial differences in The Descent of Man, 1871, in which he argued that humans were all of one species, sharing common descent. He recognized racial differences as varieties of humanity, and emphasized the close similarities between people of all races in mental faculties, tastes, dispositions, and habits, while still contrasting the culture of the lowest savages with European civilization. At the end of the 19th century, proponents of scientific racism intertwined themselves with eugenics discourses of degeneration of the race and blood heredity. Henceforth, scientific racist discourses could be defined as the combination of polygenism, unilinealism, social Darwinism, and eugenism. They found their scientific legitimacy on physical anthropology, anthropometry, craniometry, phrenology, physiognomy, and others now discredited disciplines in order to formulate racist prejudices. Before being disqualified in the 20th century by the American School of Cultural Anthropology, Franz Boas, etc., the British School of Social Anthropology, Bronislaw Malinowski, Alfred Radcliffe Brown, etc., the French School of Ethnology, Claude Lévi-Strauss, etc., as well as the discovery of the neo-Darwinian synthesis, such sciences, in particular anthropometry, were used to deduce behaviors and psychological characteristics from outward, physical appearances. The neo-Darwinian synthesis, first developed in the 1930s, eventually led to a gene-centered view of evolution in the 1960s. According to the Human Genome Project, the most complete mapping of human DNA to date indicates that there is no clear genetic basis to racial groups. While some genes are more common in certain populations, there are no genes that exist in all members of one population and no members of any other. Evolution 101 in the Is Evolution Racist? 2006, page, the summary notes. As a scientific theory, evolution makes no prescriptive moral statement. So no, evolution is not racist, but I have to wonder at those people who seek to characterize it as such. Isn't there any good scientific criticism they can use? I guess not. Evolution 101, apparently, is not aware of the eugenics movements in Europe during the 20th century. Smithsonian Institute in The Disturbing Resilience of Scientific Racism, concludes. Like many geneticists, Sani argues that since race is a social construct, it doesn't belong in genetics research. Royal Society. The theory of evolution is in a scientific crisis and has been for decades. In 2016, the society hosted the largest convening of the world's leading evolutionary scientists for the purpose of resolving the crisis. According to the society, developments in evolutionary biology and adjacent fields have produced calls for revision of the standard theory of evolution, although the issues involved remain hotly contested. Following the meeting, the issues remained hotly contested, leaving the theory still in crisis. At the Royal Society in Great Britain May 31, 2019, Perry Marshall and investor Kevin Ham announced the $10 million Evolution 2.0 prize. The meeting was hosted by Oxford Professor Dennis Noble FRS CBE, and Oxford Professor Paul Flather, President of the Forum for Philosophy at the London School of Economics. Dennis organized the Revolutionary New Trends in Evolutionary Biology Conference, also at the Royal Society, in 2016, see above. Where did life come from? Where did the genetic code come from? The Evolution 2.0 prize incentivizes the first person who can discover how code can emerge from chemistry. Such a discovery will bridge the gap between physics and biology. Origin of information, abiogenesis, is the crucial question in the origin of life. It's also central to evolutionary change. It is the most elemental scientific problem that can be precisely defined. A solution may be as revolutionary as Einstein's theory of relativity or the development of the transistor. Prize entries are being accepted at www.herox.com/evolution2.0. Voices from Oxford official prize announcement page.